Unfortunately, the quirk in this law is that George Zimmerman, the defendant, could have been the initial aggressor. But at that point, if he does nothing more, and suddenly Trayvon Martin becomes the aggressor, and George Zimmerman reasonably believes that his life is in danger, according to the Stand Your Ground law, he's got the right to use deadly force, which he used.